Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewalt about the importance of shopping locally. Each year we talk about the importance of shopping locally during the holidays. Why is that especially important this year?
You know, I think it's become very clear throughout this very challenging year for all industry types that small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They are the ones that support your booster clubs and your kids' sports programs and dance programs and after proms. And they have had a very challenging year. They've had to be very creative. And the people who have won this year have been companies that don't contribute anything to our community, but because they're easy to use, they have succeeded quite well. And so I think it's really important for us to remember that when we are going Christmas shopping for our families and our friends, that there are wonderful businesses in our town that have done the hard work of finding awesome products for you, awesome gifts for your family, but they're not maybe as easy to get to as some other internet choices. And a lot of them have gotten really creative. Many of them have gone online this year, so you can shop their website. A lot of them, if you call and talk to them about what you're looking for, they will help you purchase over the phone. And then they're going to be doing curbside pickup, so you don't even have to go into the store if you don't want to.
And that was something that the city council approved.
Yes. Yeah, so we had approached city council and the city maintenance department about getting some cones so that the businesses and restaurants could block off a single parking spot in front of their business for curbside pickup. So if you order to-go food from a restaurant, you just pull in, call their phone number and say, hey, I'm out front, ready for my order, and they'll run it out to your car.
And we hear that's one of the safest ways to be shopping this year.
Absolutely. You know, limiting your exposure to many people is the important part, putting your mask on, washing your hands. But if you can do it contactless or even online, why not?
And you mentioned that a lot of the businesses in the spring and the summer got creative, whether that's some of them now have a website that didn't before or their Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen Jazz It Up, a boutique, has gone online. They have a website that they've always had a website. Now it's shoppable, which is wonderful. And you can pick up right at the store or do the curbside or have it shipped to you, which is wonderful. Repurpose It, same thing. She's doing a lot of stuff curbside and or with shipping. We have also seen the rise of what a program called Shop Iowa. And it's a statewide initiative through the Iowa Economic Development Authority that they basically opened it up to any small business retailer that wants to have a website. And so you can go on to that website. We have several businesses that are on it in our community, but then you can also shop small businesses from all over Iowa that have wonderful products and they'll ship directly to you.
And I have about half of my Christmas shopping done, so I've been watching some of those pages to get ideas for those last few presents.
Absolutely. And, you know, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st of November, we're doing the Think Big Shop Small event. So we have many retailers who are participating. They're doing some discounts. So check out our Facebook page for that list and then who's participating and go shop safely and grab some of those Christmas gifts. I plan on kind of working through my list this weekend. I usually wait till Christmas shop till after Thanksgiving because of my line of work, but this year it can work a little earlier.
And with everything, you'll be able to see some of those holiday decorations in the windows. What can people do as far as getting their kiddos in contact with Santa?
So this year is going to be different for Santa. Just with COVID, we can't have a live Santa's house or anything like that. But we are going to have, we've received a special mailbox from the North Pole.
The elves delivered it.
The elves delivered it. It is in storage waiting. It will go into Central Park on the 28th. And you can leave a letter to Santa in that mailbox and we'll make sure it gets back to the North Pole, express mail. If you leave your return address clearly printed on the letter or on the envelope it's in, Santa will respond to those letters as quickly as possible. They do have to be in our hands no later than the Monday before Christmas to make sure they get to the North Pole and back.
And what a nice keepsake to have in a few years.
Absolutely. The other thing we're doing, and I'm waiting to launch it, we are going to have times that people can sign up their kids to Zoom with Santa from the North Pole Live. He's super busy this year making extra preparations. And so you can catch up with him from his living room right up at the North Pole, live into your home.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewalt talking about the importance of shopping locally. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.